So this is the second speed drawing that we're going to be doing for Islamic Pulse today. Painting and drawing gives you the opportunity to contemplate, and that's why I'm painting this piece, because it helps me think about my imam and it helps me think about what happened. To say that today is a sad day, or that these 3 days are sad days, is an understatement. I mean, this is Imam Ali, a man who would give out food to the poor at night. He would carry a sack with him. This is a man who had taken so many scars for the sake of Islam in the battles of the past, defending the Holy Prophet, defending the Quran, defending the message of peace, of wisdom, of virtue. This is a man who has undertaken every burden and every hardship in order to maintain the message of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Today, I'm painting a symbolic piece. Imam Ali is often described as Asadullah, or the Lion of God, the Lion of Allah, because of his courage, because of his noble stature. Sometimes you think to yourself, how can the world be this cruel? How can the world be this, that an imam could be killed in that way? They say that the night before Imam Ali was martyred, he went to Ibn Muljim and woke him up for Fajr Salat. And then, while Imam Ali was praying, Ibn Muljim, that terrible man, comes from behind Imam Ali. He comes from behind and he strikes the head of Imam Ali with a sword which was poisoned. While Imam Ali was praying, while his head was bowed in sujood, people, the enemies of Islam, would discuss how to dispose of Imam Ali. One of the things which brings about an element of bravado when it comes to Imam Ali is the fact that he could never be attacked from the front. People, if they wanted to try to attack Imam Ali, they would have to attack him from behind. And even then, Imam Ali would be able to defeat them. It was as if, they say, he had eyes on the back of his head. And in that kind of political climate that Imam Ali lived, you had to have eyes in the back of your head. You had to be constantly looking over your shoulder, because there were enemies at every base. There were enemies from amongst both parties, from those who claimed to follow Imam Ali and those who claimed not to follow Imam Ali. The cruel irony of the world is such that brave people are never attacked from the front. They're always attacked from behind. And that was how Imam Ali met his martyrdom, met his destiny, on the night of Laylatul Qadr. This is Imam Ali. He was killed on the night of Qadr. And on this night, it was on this night where he says, Fustu bi Rabbil Kaaba, by the Lord of the Kaaba, I am victorious. Have you ever seen a death more glorious? He says, by the Lord of the Kaaba, I am victorious.